Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Save on O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner. Get two cans of O'Reilly Brake Parts Cleaner for just $8. Valid in-store only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
A podcast network.
Hello!
And welcome to...
Two!
Filthy!
Nerds!
Because we're filthy.
And we're nerds.
And there's two of us.
There sure are. We're here. We're alive.
Barely.
Oh my God.
Between her autoimmune disease and my inflamed colon...
We are one... snap away from we
basically belong in a nursing home.
Yeah, we are two old ladies instead of two.
Could you imagine us in a nursing home together? Everyone would be like, can someone separate those two?
Yeah, I think we probably would get like very sadly separated. They're like, no, it's just too many of the other residents don't like the noise.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I'm like, come here, look at my shit.
We're going to have to put you in the desk.
You can bring it here. It's in your diapers. Get over here.
Oh, you would be going around showing your duty diaper to everyone at a nursing home. I don't want to be in a nursing home with you. Thank God I'm going to die before I'm 45.
I got to tell you guys real quick before we get into the Avengers. So my IBS is really bad right now, and I'm dealing with it the best I can, which is not very well at all. And I went on Reddit last night and went to a deep dive. And there's a Reddit chain where you just search IBS. It's the first one that pops up. And on the message board to like people coming in, it says, no more pictures of your shit, no matter how small it is, even a speck on your hand. It's disgusting.
Yeah, there's like a pinned rule. Rule number one.
Rule number one. That is the number one rule in the IBS Reddit room.
I think what you need to do is promote your comedy in there because I think you found your audience.
I mean, let me tell you something right now. Now that I'm in this Reddit, I'm like, oh, this is the funny part about IBS because I don't want to talk about it because to me it's just like gross for the sake of being gross. But really now the funny part about it to me is the community of IBS.
Oh yeah. The poo-munity. Capoonity.
I can't believe Squatty Potty isn't deeper in that fucking Reddit.
Oh yeah. They should get in there. We gotta touch base with them again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just glad that I don't know what you're doing for IBS, but you're not farting up a storm like you were last week. Last week you were farting so bad we had to cancel recording the episodes. That's why we did a therapeutic thing because our brains were already on E and then she was just emitting poisonous gas into the room.
Oh, fuck. It's so funny.
All
right, guys.
Speaking of poisonous gas, that's not a segue. There's no poisonous gas for this, but Avengers Infinity Wars. Here we fucking go, you guys. This is a big one. I mean, it starts with... you know, the Asgardians.
Asgards. That's
you.
That's a sub thread on Reddit for
that
IBS.
You should just get Avengers diapers. You should make Avengers diapers as merch and just call them Asgards. Welcome to Asgard. They're aboard the spaceship, the Grandmaster spaceship, because of course Asgard has been destroyed, as we saw at the end of Thor Ragnarok, and Thanos and his team of minions have intercepted it.
So
they're out to get
what I forgot is that when it started off, Thanos had already had one stone.
He had a few stones.
No, he had one when he was beating up Thor, and then when he killed Loki in the beginning. when they're on the spaceship destroying.
Oh.
When he kills Loki and he's fighting with Thor.
Oh, he had one and he's getting
He already had one. Yes. He already had one in his knuckle, which was the.
It all happens so fast. The power stone. It happens so fast that, like, that's why last week when we tried to record, I was like, wait, where did it leave off? And we waited too long. And then, like, yeah, no, he already had the one and he's getting the other from the Tesseract. Fun fact, by the way, provided in our chat, if you are not on our Patreon, patreon.com/twofilthynerds, you can be live in the recordings. We've got our genius patron, Frank Berman, always coming in through with the fun facts. The person making the distress call at the very beginning of the movie is Kenneth Branagh, which of course is, what's his name from, God damn it. The Gilderoy Lockhart. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. Another tie to Harry Potter.
Yeah. And he directed the original Thor, right? Yeah. Which is why they say it's got like more of a Shakespearean. Apparently he's actually like a theater actor.
I wouldn't get that. Anyone who, was an actual actor in Harry Potter, I could only assume was a real British actor.
And it's so funny because I'm like, they only use British actors. And in my mind, for some reason, all British actors are Shakespearean.
Well, most of them went to like the best theater schools, which is where they probably did a fucking lot of Shakespeare.
Wow. Talk about standing the test of time. Anyways, you know who didn't stand the test of time at the beginning of this scene?
Heimdall and Loki. Heimdall and Loki got killed. Now, here's my whole thing. We know Loki's coming back because we know that there's a series Loki.
Oh, yeah. I guess like that's sort of spoiled for us at this point.
Yeah. So when the movie came out. Like,
but it's also Loki. So I'm like never sure because, you know, he does all these like, it's not really him. It's a fake him. Thor, it's really funny and sad watching Thor being like, I'm going to take you down. And then he just fucking doesn't.
By the way, there's something about. I don't know the name of the character. One of Thanos' thugs, the one who walks around being like his hype man, being like, you have the privilege. He's the one who's he's monologuing the whole time.
All the time. He's the cartoon villain.
Of dying at the hands of Thanos. That character reminds me of someone who would stand on a street corner in the apocalypse and still talk about Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. Like that man, he's so delusional.
Ebony Maw, I think, is who it is. He's like a devotee of Thor.
A major devotee. he's way too hardcore. He's like, oh Thanos, let me suck on thine gawk.
Please let me eateth your butthole.
Snacky. Oh, that's him holding the dick up and getting into the fremunda.
Yeah, that he would be the one like willing to sacrifice himself and be like, kill me, daddy. take my body. I'm giving it up for
my
you.
This is my sacrifice. And then, so this scene happens. Heimdall, Hulk shows up. Hulk gets involved. Hulk did not do well against Thanos.
No, he gets hurled out of the ship and thrown down to Earth through the Bifrost.
Yeah, Heimdall opens up the Bifrost. Yeah,
that the Bifrost was there. Thank God that Heimdall got that going last minute to get them out of there.
But he only got one out, which is
fucked.
Heimdall dying. That was a real shot to the heart. But that's
shot
how he
to
died.
The heart.
fucking spear to the heart.
And it's looking real like what the fuck's going to go, what's going on with Thor, because the whole ship gets destroyed. The next thing you see is Hulk crashing into the, what luck?
Maybe it's
Heimdall doing his job correctly one last time, but he crashes right into the Sanctorum with Daddy Strange.
Oh, Daddy Strange. God, I can't. By the way, I love that Wong is his official sidekick.
Yeah, he's in now. I loved him in Doctor Strange, and I love now that he's still
He's part of the deal.
That was one of my favorite like running gags in that movie. Is just this guy not getting it,
not getting it. But then at the end, he did get it at one point.
Yeah, like he had gotten it all along. He was just being too serious. So Hulk, obviously, he does transform into Bruce Banner. He tells Doctor Strange, what kind of name is that? And Wong what Thor's up to, and that Thor, Jesus.
He plans to kill.
Oh no, I'm turning into you.
He plans to
kill Thor.
So hilarious. I think you did it earlier. And I was like, I must have misheard that. But now that you did it again, I'm like,
no,
well,
I probably did it earlier.
So Thor,
you just did it.
Fuck.
Thor.
So
Thanos, Banner tells
Thanos about Thanos's plan. And
he's
Thanos's
kill
plan
half
is that to kill half of the Earth, which we will get into later.
Not the
we
Earth.
Will I mean half
the universe.
The
universe. We will have the is this such a bad idea discussion at the end of this episode.
Yes.
But so that's
they get, but then they go, they call on Daddy Stark.
They're like, well, we know who we need for this.
And we need the big rich guns.
Call the rich guy. And then as they're like, we got to get to Tony Stark. That's when these fucking minions, Maw and Obsidian, two of the guys from Thanos's little crew of dorks.
And they're going to get the time stone from Doctor Strange. And Doctor Strange, by the way, Banner's like, you need to put it somewhere safe. And then Tony's like, you need to put it somewhere safe. And he's like, nah, I'll keep it on me. It'll be safe on me. And they're like, no, it won't.
But
and then they start fighting and fucking up the streets of New York. And my favorite part is that Doctor Strange and Wong are like, now they've both got their like,
I can shapeshift and move
move stuff.
So they're like creating universe holes and like
throwing
these people
things
out.
Through it. And then the Maw and Obsidian, they're really good. They're great fighters. Like this is, I was like, oh, they're going to get their asses handed to them by the Avengers, but they're not.
Really judged a book by its cover because these skinny bitches.
Yeah,
I thought
so
for
one
sure.
was super skinny with like a very large jawed. And then the big guy,
my favorite part
was when they sent him. So they fight New York, blah, 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 whatever. But you know, the little wormholes that Doctor Strange can create and then close them. So he created a little hole and then, Obsidian is the big guy, right?
Yeah.
He sent Obsidian through the hole and then closed it and his hand got chopped off. That's my favorite part.
Oh, that was amazing. Yeah, Peter Parker, by the way.
Oh, Peter Parker shows up.
And
he sees shit going down and Peter Parker's on a school bus for a field trip. And he tells his friend who's like his fucking wingman. He's like, create a diversion for me. And then like an alien spaceship shows up. And
yeah,
then
like, Stan Lee
is like, well, you guys never seen a spaceship before?
I love the Stan Lee appearances. Yeah. Just so fucking R.I.P.
I feel like he is the Waldo of every movie. And when you find him in the movie, everyone gets excited.
It's so fun because you never, like, he always pops up. Well, he won't anymore unless they prop up his dead body.
They're going to prop up. It'll be a picture.
He's an old man. They could definitely get a stand.
It's a CGI talking picture thing.
A stand-in. I'm sorry. It never ends.
A stand-in.
God. Well, the good thing is that, like, I mean, at first I was like, oh, Dr. Strange, your ego, whatever. But he's got some sort of enchantment so that even when Maw does end up grabbing him, he can't get the time stone because of the weird enchantment. But while that's going on, Tony Stark and Spider-Man, they sneak onto the spaceship that Maw and Obsidian came down in while Hulk is like, we gotta get fucking Steve Rogers.
Oh, by the way, here's one of the things about
Captain America.
Hulk can't Hulk for some reason.
Oh, that's right. I thought that was later.
Not
that's
being
in
able
fight.
To Hulk.
He kept being like,
he's
got
like,
it.
All right, anytime today, anytime. You can show up. Come on. And he's like, ooh.
There's a couple times when it gets a little green and then you hear the Hulk voice like, no. He's just like a giant baby. He's like, I don't want to come out today. And he's like, are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, what a weak piece of shit. Hulk is too scared to come out. Yeah, that was like.
I don't think, because the Hulk's never really been like had any type of like knocked on his ass moment. So I think it's like,
yeah,
you know, fear and ego wound of like, no, like he doesn't want to be embarrassed again.
Anywho, so Maw gets Strange and they head up to a spaceship and then Stark and Peter Parker chase after them. And
yeah.
And Banner goes and gets a hold of Steve Rogers. Now that fight happens, but we cut to really quick to see what's going on with.
Meanwhile, over in Edinburgh, the streets where Harry Potter was written.
By the way, every time I see Edinburgh now, I just get really excited.
You've got to
go. Any picture, like Zane and Adrian were just there and they posted all these like clips of them walking through Edinburgh. And I was like, oh no, it's a whole new meaning for me.
I knew the street they were on. Like I didn't have to. Okay. Like, of course, I didn't have to be told it was Edinburgh. No other city in the world looks like Edinburgh. But I was like, I know that street. I know right around the corner, there is a delicious, by the way, pulled pork restaurant.
Oh, pulled pork.
I forget what it's called. I think it might just be called pig or something, but it's, that can't be what it's called.
Filthy pig.
You can see the pig on the like Turner. It's kind of upsetting, but the
that's
sandwiches.
What it's like. Have you ever been to Barcelona? Barcelona, there's so many fucking pigs in the window.
Oh, that's one place I haven't been.
Love pig.
That I want to go. Listen, we're cutting over to Edinburgh, but it's time for a break. So we're going to take a break and find out what the fuck's going on with Wanda and Vision when we come back. Okay, we are back. We're in Edinburgh. We're two of the other guys, Proxima Midnight and Corvus Glaive. I don't know how their names are said. I didn't remember their names in the movie. Frankly, no, I'm shocked they have names. But they, Wanda and Vision are in Edinburgh and they get attacked by these two.
Because they're trying to get the Mind Stone from Vision's forehead.
Yeah.
And lo and behold.
It looks like it's going to, it looks like they're going to
lose.
Die and lose. Yeah.
And then the rest of the Avengers show up. It's Rogers, Romanoff, and Wilson.
That's right. We've got Falcon, Black Widow, and Captain America. I swear to God, hang on. There was a call coming in on my computer. Do you get called? Okay, listen, this is a side tangent, but do you have people calling you nonstop about extending your warranty?
Yeah, nonstop.
That was never a thing for me till I leased a car. And now I said, stop fucking calling me. Anyway.
By the way, my favorite is when they call me about student loans.
Do you have student loans?
No.
Oh, it's all a scam.
I'm like, how am I getting on these fucking scam lists so much?
No, they're just calling anyone. They're like, maybe they'll think they have student loans.
Oh, I love it when they tell you, like, if you're about to default, call us immediately.
This is the IRS.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, the IRS is calling me. What do I owe them? $5? Yeah. They're not calling me. Fuck you.
I feel bad for the people that fall for it.
I know.
Like, how are you?
If you do have student loans or something, I could see that being... Like, I have a company that always calls me about a student loan, which I may actually have, but it's not on my credit report. So I'm like, no.
I love how attached we are to our credit scores now that we're like, that's not on my credits. Well, I've always been, but now you are too. You're like, that's not on my credit score. I know my credit score.
Now that a bunch of student loans have fallen off my credit score, I look at it regularly.
Okay, so they end up getting them away from the bad guys.
They're
and
taking
they go
them
to the Avengers headquarters.
And here's the thing is that Vision wants Wanda to just destroy the Mind Stone because he knows that Thor wants it. Thor. Jesus!
Thanos wants
it. Honestly, we could have had different names. Did we have to have...
Thor and Thanos?
He knows Thor-nos? Thanos wants it, but here's the thing. It's like part of him. Mm-hmm. So destroying the Mind Stone...
will destroy him.
Will kill Vision. And
Rogers is like, we need to go to Wakanda because Wakanda's got the fucking cutting edge technology.
So he thinks they can get the stone out without having to kill him. And of course, Wanda doesn't want to kill Vision because they're in love.
I'm really excited. I felt a vibe, but I don't think it was established that they were a couple. Why did I just want to call them a thruple? Anyhow.
Well, because he's sort of like a man, a whole lot but also of man. A computer. Yeah. I don't really understand.
That's
Vision.
A real threesome right there.
Little going down.
And then, of course, it cuts to the Guardians of the Galaxy next.
They're getting the distress
by the way,
call.
Immediately just good music. So I'm like, we're the galaxy.
I love that. I love that it's like, that's how you know that they're coming is that it cuts to some fucking great 70s or 80s song.
70s or 80s tune.
So they're getting the distress call that we saw get sent at the beginning of the movie from the Grandmaster's ship from Thor.
Mm-hmm.
And they rescue Thor. So Thor still alive.
Thank God.
Thank Odin.
So Thor believes Thanos is going to go after the Reality Stone that the Collector has on Nowhere.
So he's like, this is I will never stop. I'm such a dad. I will never stop loving the fact that there's a place called Nowhere.
It's fucking great.
And we've seen this Collector before. He's the guy with all the weird gadgets and gizmos and aplenty.
Well, but Thor's biggest order of business is he, first of all, has no hammer.
Yeah. So he wants to go to
Nedavellir.
Nedavellir. I don't know how to say it.
I think it's Nedavellir. Is that
even
right?
Even though they said it 800
Frank
times.
Frank in our Patreon, which you can be part of our Patreon for the live tapings. Frank, did I say that right? Nedavellir?
There's a guy there who is a magical dwarf. It's Peter Dinklage. He's not called a dwarf. He's just called Eitri. But he is the guy who created Thor's original hammer. He's like, has the magic.
Something happened where the guy, Nedavellir, the went out.
Yeah, it's like they had this like central core that provided the power that makes all these.
But because Thanos
weapons.
Fucking just came there and it had destroyed. So,
yeah.
So whatever. We'll get into how he gets it done. He is able to remake it. But anyways, so the rest of the Guardians, Quill, Gamora, Drax, Mantis, they head to Nowhere where they find that Thanos already got the Reality Stone.
So they're fucked. And
then
Thanos kidnaps Gamora.
Now, what you need to know, before she got kidnapped, Gamora was saying to Quill, you need to kill me.
Oh, that's right. He's like, there's going to be a moment.
There's going to be a moment where you're going to just don't let me, you know, get into the hands of Thanos kind of thing. You have to kill me. There's going to be a moment. You'll know it. You have to kill me then. And he doesn't. So now.
Fucking pussy.
Gamora is.
I don't want to say that he's maybe responsible for half the universe disappearing, but it's kind of hard to tell.
She finds out that Thanos has is holding Nebula hostage and torturing her. And so in order to do that, she says, oh, there's a cutaway. There's a flashback to when she was a kid and she met Thanos.
Yeah. So he's.
And Thanos was like destroying her whole village, her mother included. And he gives her this present, this knife that has a red ruby on it, which we find out in the next scene is the Soul Stone.
Soul Stone. Yeah.
I don't. That whole. Why did he take a liking to her and kidnap her as a little kid? I just don't.
He was a pedophile.
That. Yeah, that for is sure. True.
Nobody talks about, everyone's like, oh, should half the universe. And nobody talks about how he's a pedophile. Also, somebody said the knife didn't have the soul stone.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, I thought that was in it.
No, I didn't remember that. But
I well, then what was the point of that knife with a red stone in it?
It
had a red ruby in it.
I don't know. I don't remember the ruby. I just remember the knife, which then comes back later as a weapon. Somehow.
That she stabs him with, I think. Anywho. So, in order to save her sister, Gamora's like...
I'll tell you where the Soul Stone is. And it's on Vermeer. So
they go there. And the Stone Keeper is none other than my friend, Ross Marquand, playing Red Skull.
Amazing. And Red Skull we saw... Didn't we see him earlier in the franchise? Mm-hmm.
He was played by a different guy.
By
Red Skull
else.
Was played by...
So Hugo.
Ross, Hugo something. So Hugo Weaving. So Ross actually only voiced Red Skull in this. It wasn't. Yes, there was a physical figure, but I think that was CGI.
Like a CGI. But so also, I was really confused because I guess Red Skull is a whole entity, but wasn't Red Skull a thing that came out of the Nazi?
Yeah.
And now he's just somehow gotten on another planet.
The whole thing is baffling to me.
That it's like, I'm sorry, where did he get that technology? No one saw him get away. Like, are you out of your fucking mind? But
so in order to get the Soul Stone, you have to kill someone you love.
Yeah, you have to sacrifice someone you love.
And that Gamora was there. And he actually, truly, genuinely loved Gamora. So he got the Soul Stone.
He fucking hurls her off this cliff, which is where you sacrifice for the stone. That's right. I just got we got reminded from people in the chat that the Tesseract warped him there at the end of, that's right, at the end of the first Captain America.
Okay.
I was like, wait, how the fuck did this happen? Thank you. This is what happens when you let too much time go between movies and you're an ADHD jumbled mess. So he just fucking hurls Gamora over this ledge and kills her. And he gets the stone.
And then Nebula manages to escape.
And contacts the rest of the Guardians to let them know shit's gone foul. Meet me. On Titan,
the destroyed homeland of
Thanos.
Yeah.
It's like not even his own home is like, you can't even keep your own home in order.
You can't keep anything in order.
Like, where are you going to go? Also, what are the chances that what if he snapped and he also disappeared?
Oh.
Did he think about that?
Would that even be an option?
I don't know. Maybe the glove protects
you. When the
snap
happens.
Anyway, meanwhile.
Stark and Parker.
They managed to kill that little fucking dildo of a man, Maul, to rescue Doctor Strange. And they also are like...
Oh, my favorite line of the movie is when Peter Parker is going up with the spaceship and Stark is like, no, kid, no. And he's like, this is too high for you. And Peter Parker's like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, all right, I have to save you. And then Stark sends a Spider-Man suit to catch him. And then all of a sudden, Spider-Man perks up and he's flying
Iron Man.
And he's like, oh, man, it smells like a new car in here.
I love him. He's the best.
Great. He's a super. That kid is phenomenal.
He's great. Incredible, he really is. Incredible actor, incredible character, incredible. Mm-hmm. Just we stand Peter Parker. So they are also heading to Titan to meet up with Quill, Drax, and Mantis. Obviously not Gamora because she's kaputzed.
Oh, and then this was fucked up.
They don't know that yet, though.
This is what's fucked up. Doctor Strange uses his time zone, his time stone,
Because they're about to go fight Thanos. And,
he looks at all the different permutations of options.
He's like, there's 38 million possibilities.
Yeah, and in all of them,
and how many do we win? And he's like, one.
One.
There is one possibility. That's fucking, and let me tell you something. As someone who comes from a white trash family whose retirement plan is winning the lottery. So there's a chance.
Yep.
Hell, we better buy $20 worth of tickets each. That could be us.
Wait, didn't your dad say on his deathbed he was like getting
those were his last words. Yeah. Don't forget to pick up my lottery tickets. Yes. And then Thanos snapped him away. Or his lungs did. It doesn't matter.
Anywho, so with those odds, and then they just keep going, I'm like,
what? I mean, that's... But I mean, what are you going to do? Because it's like, he's going to do this either way, so you've got to try, I guess. You're like, well, we probably are going to die either way. We might as well attempt to take him down.
So they come up with this plan to try to take off the glove of Thanos.
Yeah, where like they're all going to have to subdue him.
And Mantis, this is where Mantis sees her big day, because Mantis uses her, she's got this wooey mind control power thing she does.
Who does she, goes into whose head? Not his.
She goes into Thanos' head.
Oh, I thought she went into, well.
Well, first Thanos, they see Thanos and he like does his monologuing thing where he explains why he's doing what he's doing. He's like, I'm trying to save the world by getting rid of half of it. Nebula arrives and this is when Mantis does the thing. They're all trying to subdue him and they're all trying to get the glove thing off of him. And they don't. And
yeah, Thanos, well, it's like they're almost subduing him. And then she figures out that...
Oh, Peter finds out that he killed Gamora.
Yeah, like they realize he killed Gamora.
And then Peter Parker loses his shit.
Is that what Mantis does? She's like, he's sad? Or like he's...
Yeah, that's what she did.
And they realize it. And then they have this sort of like hold on him and... Peter releases his area of the hold because he's so angry. He like attacks Thanos. They're so close to getting the Infinity Gauntlet off. And then Peter attacks him. The whole group's hold breaks. Thanos fucks him up.
And Thanos gets the time stone from Strange.
Yeah. He nearly kills Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then
Strange is like, don't do that. Here's the stone.
It's also like, And Tony, and I want to be like, why did you do this? And it's obviously because he like cares about him or something. But even Tony Stark was like, don't do that. Like, don't let me die.
Yeah.
Give up the time stone. Fucking fuck.
But Doctor Strange is a doctor. He took the Hippocratic Oath. You must save lives. Save if you have a patient on your table, you save them.
This isn't your table, bitch. This is Titan.
But he thinks it's his table.
That's because he's a pig.
A very hot pig. By the way, the guy who plays Vision, which we're about to go to. We're about to go to Wakanda after this, where there's just a whole hot reunion. The guy who plays Vision, that actor, so hot. What's his name? Beatty? Paul Bettany. So hot. He's a British guy.
I don't know if I've seen him not as Vision.
Oh, I think he makes an appearance in it and not as Vision.
Oh, he does? I don't know if I realized that was him. That's, well.
Anywho, he's great. So they head off.
Was anyone in this? I mean, is there someone in this series who's like weirdly not hot for this? Like who in this besides no one? Thanos is hot and he's a purple man.
Yeah, Thanos has a good build. I think that's what makes him so hot.
He's just buff.
Who's not hot?
I mean, none of them. Groot, he can get it.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah!
Put all those branches in all my holes.
Oh, give me that morning wood, buddy.
I am.
He treed me, you guys. He stumped me.
He stumped her. Ah, listen, you guys.
He stumped me all night.
We are sapping all over our chairs. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, Wakanda's fucking next. All right, we're back. We cut over to Wakanda, where Captain America has reunited with Bucky Barnes. And they're all there together. As Thanos' army starts to invade the African nation, which is, it's just like, I guess because they know they're there. But of all the places in the universe, there's nowhere else you need to take care of. We're the only place who's got superheroes and super weapons. But there's this whole fight scene where they, like, at first have the, you know, magic bubble.
Yeah, there's around, a magic bubble
that's around Wakanda activated. And the Avengers fight alongside T'Challa and all of the Wakandan warriors.
All the while, Shuri is trying to get the Vision Stone out of...
the Mind Stone out of Vision.
The Mind Stone out of Vision so Vision can live. Anyway, so
there's
she's working
this war
hard
going
at
on around her while she's trying to do her fucking genius work. Bruce Banner still cannot turn into Hulk. So he gets into...
Stark made him a Hulk suit.
Yeah, it's basically the suit was actually invented to like take down Hulk.
Uh-huh.
But he's like, fuck it, I'm gonna use this suit because what else am I gonna do? Thor, Rocket, and Groot show up. They're gonna fight. They manage to kill a bunch of the lieutenants. Midnight, Obsidian, Glaive. They take out like the full army. But Shuri cannot remove the suit.
She can't get it out.
The suit, the stone.
She can't get the stone out of the guy. And Thanos shows up. He's about to get it. But before he gets it,
Wanda
kills Vision.
Wanda kills
destroys
Vision. But it doesn't fucking matter because Thanos just got the time stone, which I'm sorry. You just got this stone. You already know how to, like, it took, how long was Doctor Strange in training, learning how to bend time and shit? And Thanos is just like, no big deal. Just rewind the universe.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that's like, that's something that they showed Doctor Strange practicing over and over. But
do you think
just
because it's the raw stone in the little gauntlet thing?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
Or maybe he's like, I've been reading. No one talks about how Thanos really does a lot of studying. He's studious.
Thanos knows the history of the world.
The whole universe.
No history of the universe.
The whole universe. But it's just like, no big deal. Vroom. So he does the backup, the thing, the whole universe we saw.
And then he
rips it
out of Vision's head.
So Vision
kills Vision.
Is
he
dead.
Kills Vision.
And he's got the whole stone, which had just been obliterated. We were so close. If you hadn't fucking tried to save Tony Stark, Doctor Strange, maybe we wouldn't be in this predicament, but we'll never know. And then Thor, of course, attacks Thanos with a swing.
Thor fucking comes in like fucking gangbuster. He really dropped the hammer.
Literally
dropped
just
the hammer.
Just lays the hammer down, fucks Thanos up. Like, Thanos is dying.
And before he dies.
Right before he dies. Just long enough.
To snap. And that's when everybody fucking starts disappearing. That's when half of the universe is destroyed. So
Thor
you're literally
is
watching everybody kind of melt.
Yeah,
or
Thanos
dissolve.
Teleports
basically
away.
Yeah.
But he watches Bucky Barnes, Groot. We see Peter Parker, Peter Quill, Doctor Strange, T'Challa, Falcon, Drax, Mantis, and Wanda all dissolve into just weird dust. We see pretty corny CGI dusting.
Yeah.
And
was
then,
it corny, though? I mean, how
I guess
else
it was
would
pretty
they have
cool.
done it? I mean, I
it
think
was fine.
For what it was, it was fine. And then...
reminder from our... in-house fun fact man, Frank, if you want to be part of our live chats, patreon.com/2filthynerds, we record these live with our audience. Thanos, right before he snaps, says to Thor, you should have gone for the head because just had enough fucking, you should have gone for the fucking hand.
Yeah.
The only people left in Wakanda are Steve Rogers, Thor, Bruce Banner, all the originals, James Rhodes, Natasha Romanoff, Rocket, Okoye, and M'Baku survive. And then over on Titan, only Nebula and Stark are around. Everyone else has obliterated. And we see, before we get to our deep discussion about Thanos, we see Thanos wake up fully healed on another planet, enjoying a lovely sunset. He won, even though it cost him fucking...
Literally everything.
Everything.
I was a little disappointed with that ending. Like,
what
it
do you
just
mean?
It just feels... Now it feels really hopeless. And the two post-credit scenes...
Was there two?
No, it was just one. There was the post-credit scene where the Earth devolves. It's basically a scene of chaos on the Earth. Former S.H.I.E.L.D. director Nick Fury and director Hill, they dissolve into ash themselves.
Yeah, and right before he vanishes, he sends an SOS to Captain Marvel via a modified beeper. So Captain Marvel, I guess that's, you go like, oh fuck, that is that going to be,
yeah, what's happening with that?
A thing.
But it just felt, everything felt very hopeless. That was a very hopeless ending, to the point where I'm like, wait, what movie's next? And what could possibly happen? Everybody's gone. Loki is gone. Heimdall's gone. Half of the Avengers are gone.
They don't have the time stone. So like they can't do
anything. Yeah, so what, yeah, what, that's the only way.
And is it like, oh, are we just going to have to move forward with half the population and that's that? And also Ant-Man and the Wasp, didn't realize this, that'll be our next episode, took place before. So that it took me a while to realize like, oh, this was like right before the snap. But yeah, no, it's like what will become, if anything, of Bucky and the Guardians and Spider-Man, like where are, so they're just fucking gone.
That's so crazy. I never thought about the timeline of where Ant-Man and the Wasp were and all of it.
Well, I did have the thought of, okay, where the fuck is Ant-Man? But he's just doing his own thing, which we'll talk about later. We'll get into that next episode. So stay tuned for that. Let's talk about the snap. So
let's talk Thanos, about the fact that Thanos has a point.
Oh, you're the, there's always the Thanos has a point person, which is fine because he does have a point. And that's the thing is that like from even just if you look at it philosophically, he's really going. And there's a lot of people who have this mindset, not that they're going to like commit genocide, but like there's overpopulation. There's too many people to sustain. The best course of action would be if there were somehow less people is a thought that people have.
If you think about it, maybe Thanos is the one who caused COVID.
Yeah. Well, it, yeah.
That's like, one way of getting rid of a lot of people. A I fucking will say pandemic. That
I firmly am like, I think the Earth thinks there's too many people. And people go like, it's the end of the world. It's like, no, the world is going to be fine.
Yeah, yeah.
The world will be here until the sun explodes.
The people, not so much.
Yeah.
First of all, Thanos was such an interesting character to me because he had moments where you showed him as this like loving person.
Yeah, that like he clearly actually did care about Gamora, but he really felt like, that's the thing is like, it almost feels very paranoid schizophrenia. Like he felt like he had this mission.
Yeah.
Where he had to get all of these stones in order to like, that's the fucked up thing is like what he thinks is what he's doing. He thinks actually is a good thing. Like he's like, people don't understand. It's for the best. I don't like it either. It's just what I have to do.
Do you think he's going to... Fuck, I don't know. First of all, did you watch any of Endgame? Have you seen Endgame?
I saw Endgame without seeing Infinity Wars, and I was so confused.
We do Marvel.
We've got a few more. So coming up next, our next episode is Ant-Man and the Wasp, which is a fun one. I'm very excited to talk about. And then we only have a few more. We've got Captain Marvel, who we just saw at the post-credit scene get a little fucking... And then Endgame. And Spider-Man Far From Home comes out after Endgame. So we'll watch that after, although I'm not totally sure on the timeline on that. And that's the end of Phase 3.
I don't know. I mean, I loved this. I love pretty much all Marvel movies, but this one was like kind of a bummer for me.
Is it because it didn't have the classic, like, we win ending and everything's okay?
It felt really hopeless. And I think if there's one thing I love about superhero movies is that good prevails.
Yeah, I also think that's a classic. I've heard that's a classic American film trope. Is it like, in the end, it all works out? But in a lot of other cultures, they just go like, yeah, no, it doesn't always work out. But it's also like, okay, I'm not going to watch a bunch of men in capes to feel worse about humanity. Like, I need a pick-me-up.
Oh, my God. That is a really good point. So, Greg, one of our patrons, you can be involved in our Patreon and our live recordings at patreon.com/twofilthynerds. He said, Nicole, think of this as Thanos' movie, and it has a happy ending. You know what? Spin City, Greg. Spin City. You're right. If you just look at it a different way.
You could easily write a movie about the life and mission of Thanos where it's like this person, this character who's plagued with knowing what the right thing to do is and that the right thing to do is very hard. And even if you don't, it was also said by Greg in the chat as well, that like, even if Thanos is wrong, you can see where he's coming from with wanting to make the world a better place.
What's interesting is I feel like so many bad guys we've seen in the Marvel universe is they're like, I am going to rule. I'm going to be a conqueror. I'm going to be a king. Thanos didn't even want to be a king. He just wants to save the universe.
He just wants to make the universe better. But here's the issue. So the snap, 50% of the universe is gone and it's completely random, right? But what if randomly you snapped away every good person in the universe and all that's left are steaming piles of shit? And now there's nobody to make the world a better place.
You said earlier about Thanos snapping his fingers and getting rid of himself.
What if he had? I mean, he didn't. But what if he's like, this will help, snaps, and then every person, every Greta Thunberg person who has hope that we can make the world a better place
goes away,
is gone. And then you're like, oh boy, I really fucked up. Oh, whoops-a-daisy. And it's nothing but obsidians and maws left sucking each other's dicks over who's the most evil.
God, Maw was really one of my favorite characters in this. Just such a...
Would be a very fun character to play.
He was a great, great villain. Great villain. The counter to that is that every psychotic... We're reading questions or
thoughts in the chat. That every psychotic, bloodthirsty madman has said the same thing throughout time. You mean every villainous mad person has said that they're doing what they need to do to make the world a better place? I don't understand the context. Correct. Okay.
I guess
that's true. I guess like every crazy person who like tried to genocide thought that it was necessary. Ethnic cleansing? Like that's wild. And you go, that's terrible. That's insane.
I think that's why what Thanos did doesn't feel as, it wasn't ethnic cleansing what he did.
And I think that's what gives you the little bit of maybe not necessarily Thanos, bad because he wasn't targeting anyone specifically.
No, he was saying, half of us got to go.
We just got to get out of here. And I think there's a chance that maybe he was like, it could be me. I think him waking up on that planet is like, oh, was it not me?
Maybe.
Or is he dead? Is he in heaven? What's going on? Is there a heaven?
I think as humans, as anyone with a thinking brain, you don't think you're wrong. Nobody walks around the world being like, I'm wrong.
I do.
No, you don't. You wouldn't get on stage if you thought you were wrong.
I don't think I'm wrong, but I think, and here's what I think is wrong with, the rest of the world. I think we could all benefit from more people going, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And I think most people don't do that. I think people decide what their beliefs are and they go, everyone else is wrong. My opinion's right. And we're like, I don't go around going, I'm probably wrong. But I do very much have a mindset of like, I could be wrong. I'm willing to
be wrong.
Talk to me. Tell me your opinion that's different than mine. And maybe which isn't necessarily bad, but then also I'm flimsy. Mm-hmm. People who stand firmly in whatever their beliefs are think I'm the worst person ever. Because they're like, oh, you're the devil's advocate. And it's like, I'm sorry, you can't see how someone else with a different opinion could get to that viewpoint. But because of that, I never make a decision. I have no beliefs. I'm weak.
I mean, honestly, everything you're saying right now, I'm like, yeah, me too.
I don't go walk around going, I'm wrong.
Yeah, nobody walks around. There's no one on earth who's like, I'm wrong, I'm wrong, I'm wrong.
But there are a lot of people, and it's because our egos.
But there definitely should be more people who are like, you know, I don't think I'm wrong, but I'm always open to the prospect of being wrong.
Yeah, but I think you're right. And it's part of it is like our brain, we've got this, we've got our ego.
Feels like a who's on first. I don't want to be wrong, but you're right.
You're right about being wrong. So stupid. Well, we have an ego. The ego is a part of the brain that does backflips and magic to try to justify every decision we make to go like, no, you didn't do anything bad.
Did you ever read
it's everyone else. Read what?
The book, The Fountainhead, Ayn Rand.
Ayn Rand? No.
Anyways, it's The Fountainhead is about the human ego, how the human ego is both. It's a gift and a curse. It's the fountainhead of society. Yeah, it's a gift and a curse. And each character in The Fountainhead is a different degree of ego. It's a person.
It's like showing different levels
the way an ego can make you or break you.
Wow. I have not read that. Aren't there people who like think Ayn Rand's a bad person? And I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I think Fountainhead's one of the best books I've ever read in my life.
I'm going to read Fountainhead.
Yeah, it's
maybe
incredible.
We'll read Fountainhead and we'll talk about it in an episode.
Maybe.
That'd be great. Listen, you guys, that's fucking
That's Infinity War. That's Infinity Wars. Infinity War.
Don't come for us, you dorks.
I truly am looking forward to Endgame because I need to wash this sad feeling away.
Oh, is that what you think Endgame's going to do? You think Endgame's going to wash this sad feeling away?
Well, if it doesn't, I'm going to be really sad. What you think? Anywho, guys, follow us on all our social media.
At Two Filthy Nerds.
At Two Filthy Nerds. And then check out the Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Super fun.
/Two Filthy Nerds. We are planning a trip. We are going to Universal Studios. You can get all the details only if you're a patron. Highest level patrons, we're buying your ticket in.
Come on in.
So come fucking join us. People are already booking their hotels and motels and flights and trains. I don't know if anyone's taking a train. And everyone in the chat is... who saw everything as it came out is ridiculing Nicole going, imagine having to wait for it. Imagine just not knowing and having to wait for a film to come out.
I feel like it's the same thing with people with Harry Potter. Everybody had to go book by book as it came out.
Yeah, we had to wait in lines and costumes. I got in a fight with a man dressed like a brown owl.
That's so funny.
Outside of a Borders Books.
What's that?
I know, bookstores. Oh. Remember bookstores? I want to go to a bookstore.
Anyway. You know what? I think with the big snap came the destruction of all the blockbusters as well. All right, you guys. We'll see you later.
Next time, we'll see you on the Ant-Man and Wasp episode. Follow us. If you have not already, please leave a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this. We love you. Good day.
Good day.
And good evening.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.